God does everything just right and on time. Circle those two things, just right and on time. But, and here's the rub, people can never completely understand what he's doing. Well, that gets a little frustrating. Why won't God tell us his plan in advance? Why doesn't God give us his timetable for our lives? Because he wants you to trust him. That's why. He wants you to go, God, I don't know what you're going to do, and I don't even know when you're going to do it, but I trust you with my life.
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the scriptures what God had in mind for your life when he, quite literally, invented you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Slowing Down.
Now, the O in slow stands for obey the fourth commandment. Obey the fourth commandment. Now, this book, God's Word, the Bible, is filled with principles for life. It's filled with insights. It's filled with commands that God expects you to do. And this is the owner's manual for life. You obey it, your life gets blessed. It's balanced, it's healthy, it's enjoyable. You ignore the owner's manual, you do it to your own detriment. You're only hurting yourself. When God puts a command in the Bible, he doesn't do it capriciously. He doesn't do it because he wants to make your life miserable or a bummer or limit your fun. God puts a principle in the Bible because he knows it's the best thing for you. It'll make you happy if you do it. It'll save you a lot of heartache, save you a lot of problems. And so when you follow the owner's manual, you follow the commands, then life is a whole lot easier. It's a whole lot less stressful. When you go against the flow, the way you were wired, the way you're made, you're headed for trouble. Now, of course, of all the commands in the Bible, the most famous are God's Big Ten, the top 10 on God's list, the Ten Commandments. And one of the top 10, of God's top 10 commandments of ones you're supposed to obey, is about rest. It's in Exodus chapter 20, verses 9 and 10. Let's read it together. You have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is a day of rest dedicated to me. Now get this. Rest in your life as a human being is so important, God put it in the Big Ten. Right up there with don't steal, don't murder, and don't commit adultery, he says every 7 days you take a day off. What? Yeah, that's how important he considers rest. Now, many of you would say, well, I'd never murder anybody. I'd never go commit adultery. I'd never have an affair. But you violate the fourth commandment repeatedly. And God says it's just as important. It's in the top 10. 6 days you're to work. Every week you take 1 day off a week to recharge. Now, this is called a Sabbath. Sabbath simply means a day of rest. You've heard about professors taking a sabbatical. That means an extended period of rest. When should you take your Sabbath? Jesus said it didn't matter. The book in Colossians, the Bible, it says doesn't matter. 1 day is as good as any other. So what matters is that you take one off every week. Now listen, Sunday is no Sabbath for me. For that matter, neither is Saturday. Those are work days for me. So I have to take my Sabbath some other day of the week. And you may too. But for most of you, either Saturday or Sunday is going to be your day off, your day of rest. And God says you are to take it. And he commands you to do it. Now, what are you supposed to do on your Sabbath? What should you do on your weekly day off? Well, you know what we usually do? We play catch up with all the work we didn't get done. And we got our honey-do list. And, you know, and do this, do that. And we got our thing, all our errands to catch up on. And what you're doing on your day off is trying to cram more work in that you didn't get done, answering emails and letters and stuff on your day off. Wrong answer. That is not taking, that is violating the spirit of one of the Ten Commandments. You should use your day off, your weekly Sabbath, for three things. Write these down. Number one, God wants you on your Sabbath to rest your body. Physical rest. You were not wired to go 24/7. Every day, work with no relaxation, with no break. Your brain, your body is not built for that. You're wired to take a weekly day off. So you rest your body. Have you discovered that if you don't take time off, your body will make time off? You figure that one out? It'll just shut down because our best requires rest.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life, by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You were not wired to go 24/7. Every day, work with no relaxation, with no break. Your brain, your body is not built for that. You're wired to take a weekly day off, so you rest your body. Have you discovered that if you don't take time off, your body will make time off? If you figure that one out, it'll just shut down because our best requires rest. Did you know that during the French Revolution in France, of course, that's where the French Revolution would be. I mean, you wouldn't have the French Revolution in New Guinea, would you? In the French Revolution, they actually outlawed Sunday as a day of rest because they wanted people to work. And a few years later, they had to reinstate it in the nation of France because the health of the nation had totally collapsed. So they had to reinstitute Sunday as a day of rest. You need to rest your body on your Sabbath, on your weekly day off. Number two, you use the day to recharge your emotions. recharge your emotions. As Tom said earlier, you can't keep charging without recharging. You're just going to drain that battery dead. Now, you need to know what recharges your emotions. Quietness recharges emotions. Solitude recharges emotions. I wonder when was the last time you actually were by yourself without the radio or TV on in total silence. Just sitting still. Being with people you love is recharging emotionally. Relationships that are encouraging and strengthening. You ought to do that on your Sabbath. Get with people who recharge you. A recreation that is rejuvenating is a good thing to do on your Sabbath, on your day off. Now, recreation, you know, people are doing that today. They're out wrecking creation. And I want to suggest that you not use a competitive sport for your Sabbath recreation. Because most of you are so hyper-competitive, you get out there, you're going to beat your brains out to win. And, you know, if you know, you don't sink that putt in two shots, you know, you just throw the clubs up, or, you know, you're upset because if you're in a race and you didn't come in first, you know. You compete all during the week. We live in a very competitive society. So you need to do something when you're relaxing that is non-competitive. Does that make sense? Because you're not really relaxing if you're still in the same mode you are all week of, I got to do the best, I got to be the best, I got to be the best I can be at this. If you have to be the best at it, it's not relaxing. So you need to recharge your emotions. And by the way, some of you say, well, Rick, I feel guilty when I relax. Well, Jesus didn't. And he's a pretty good model. I feel guilty. Well, just don't worry about it. Number three, rest my body, recharge my emotions. Number three, on your Sabbath, you need to refocus. I refocus my spirit. I do a little spiritual tune-up. Refocus my spirit. Now, there's a word for that in the Bible. It's called worship. Worship is just another word for refocusing my spirit on God. It's reconnecting to God. And you need to do that. Now, one of the benefits of worship, like we're doing here today, is it helps get you a bigger perspective on your problems. See, you can have a problem, they just start to overwhelm you, and your life becomes smaller and smaller and starts caving in. And then you go to worship, and you think about how big God is, and all of a sudden, the problem isn't so big anymore when compared to God. Now, nothing else in life can give you that kind of perspective like worship does. You can't go to a ball game and get perspective on life. You can't watch TV and get perspective on your problems. It's only at worship, only as you get in touch with God. And you need private time alone with God, not just church. You need private time alone with God. If you are too busy for God, you're too busy. It's just that you're missing the very purpose for which you were created, to get to know God. And so you need to calm down and get alone and be quiet with God. Now, here's an interesting thing. The more time you spend alone with God, the more relaxed you're going to be. The more time you spend alone with God, the more relaxed you're going to be. If you're upset and stressed out right now, I can tell you one thing. You're not spending any time with God alone. It's real simple. I can tell you that without even knowing you. You say, I'm all stressed out. You're not spending any time alone with God. Because the more time you spend alone reading the Bible, letting God talk to you, praying, talking to God, the more your blood pressure goes down, the more you chill out, you relax, and you get in the zone. What I'm saying is that if you really want to get serious about slowing down your life, slowing down the pace, the frantic pace of life, you've got to schedule time off. You've got to schedule R&R. You've got to have a weekly Sabbath. Why? God wants you to. Did you know that God wants you to rest and enjoy your rest? Look at this next verse. It is useless to rise up early and go to bed late. Anybody like to give a true confession right now on this verse? And it's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know that God enjoys giving rest to those he loves? One of the real tragic things about this hurried lifestyle that we live today is it is damaging our children in ways we don't even imagine. Recently in Fast Company magazine, there was an article about the spillover effect, that when parents feel stressed out at work, it hurts their children. And their parenting suffers and their children suffer. Nowhere is this disconnection between parents and children more achingly graphic than in one simple question that we posed to kids. The magazine asked kids, if you were granted your wish to change one thing about your mom or your dad and their work, what would that wish be? They asked kids, if you could change one thing about your mom or dad at work, what would that be? Parents were then asked to predict how their children would respond to that question. And most of the parents got it wrong. In fact, only 98% of the parents got it wrong. Nearly 56% of parents assumed that their child's top choice would be to spend more time together. But in fact, only 10% of the kids surveyed said they'd like more time with their mothers, and only 15.5% said the same thing about their fathers. By contrast, listen to this, 34% of kids said that what they wanted most for their parents is to be less stressed and less tired because of their work. I just wish mom wasn't so tired all the time. I just wish dad wasn't so tired all the time. Astonishingly, just 2% of parents guessed that this would be their children's highest priority. I say astonishing because stress and fatigue are familiar experiences to every working parent. What parents seem to be unaware of, or in denial about, is the effect that their pressured lives is having on their children. Now listen, if you don't slow down your lifestyle by choice, circumstances will force you to eventually. Count on it. Circumstances will eventually force you to slow down your life through health or some other situation. The W in slow stands for wait for God's timing. Wait for God's timing. If discontent is one of the causes of hurry, then impatience is the twin sister. The reason we get in a hurry is we're impatient, and impatience is basically a lack of trust in God. The reason we get impatient is we really don't believe God has our best interests at heart. The reason we get impatient is we don't really think God knows what's best for us. We think we know better about our lives. We think we know what will make us happy, not God. And so we get in a hurry, and we strive, and we struggle, and we sweat for things that God intended to give you in the first place. But you got in a hurry. You got in a hurry. You got impatient because you didn't trust God. You need to wait on God's timing. One of the questions you need to ask yourself is faster always better? Is faster always better? The answer is absolutely not. No, it is not always better. Do you remember that old ad? We will serve no wine before it's time. Remember that? I mean, who wants a wine made quickly? Hey, buy our 1 minute Chardonnay. You know? Nobody wants that. Some things need time to mellow. And you're not going to mellow if you don't slow down. You're not going to mature if you don't slow down. You need to wait on God's timing. Now, the Bible is very clear that God has a plan, a unique plan for your life. We talk about that a lot here at Saddleback. God also has a unique timetable for fulfilling that plan in your life. Now, the rub is he never tells us his timetable. Oh, I hate that. I say, come on, God, show me what you're going to do in my life. Tell me now. And God, no, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to do it. He doesn't tell us. Notice what the Bible says, Ecclesiastes 3:11. God does everything just right and on time. Circle those two things. Just right and on time. But, and here's the rub, people can never completely understand what he's doing. Well, that gets a little frustrating. Why won't God tell us his plan in advance. Why doesn't God give us his timetable for our lives? Because he wants you to trust him. That's why. He wants you to go, God, I don't know what you're going to do, and I don't even know when you're going to do it, but I trust you with my life. If you knew it all in advance, there's no faith involved. There's no trust involved. Oh, okay, now I know he's going to answer that prayer in 4 weeks, so I don't have to sweat the first 3.5 weeks. I know it. No, he wants you to trust him. One time the disciples came to Jesus and said, hey, Lord, when are you coming back? He said, it's none of your business. He said, it's in the Father's timing. Timing is the Father's business. Any minute spent trying to figure out when Jesus Christ is going to come back is a minute wasted. Jesus said, it's not for you to know the times of season. So put away your charts and maps and just figure out he'll come back when he's good and ready. Trust God's timing. Have you ever seen a pace car at a race? It's setting the pace. You need a pace car for your life. And the greatest pace setter of life is Jesus Christ. You need to just trust him to set the pace in your life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthfully you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why we put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you'll take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I just want to say a quick thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this broadcast with your friends and your loved ones. And thank you for your prayers and financial support. We couldn't do it without you. So thanks for listening today. And please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, The Purpose-Driven Church, and pastor of Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. If you're a church leader or you're a pastor, I want to invite you to come spend 4 days with me, October 11, 12, 13, and 14. Come join me at the Lake Forest campus for 4 days. I'm going to be teaching Purpose-Driven Essentials, the basic training that has trained almost 500,000 church leaders around the world in 164 countries. Come and join us. This is the conference that has literally started tens of thousands of new churches and revitalized hundreds of thousands of churches. Space is limited, so I encourage you to register now at pd.church. PD.church. Hope to see you October 11 to 14.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. get ready for renewal for you, your congregation, and your city. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church.